is that the halacha is if you don't make shachrin the first night, so then you make it the second night. And if not the second night, the rest of you make it any night. So the question is, why do you make a bracha on film every day, shachrin? Because it's not new. It's a wonderful mitzvah, big mitzvah, but it's not new. But over here, it would seem on the surface, the reason why you make the shachrin is because it's something new to you. So that's the case of the eighth night. How can I make a shachrin? It's not new anymore. Correct? So one says like this, that the halacha is that a mitzvah bo mizman lizman is koveya a separate halos din of zman mitzvah. It's koveya a separate entity, so to speak. It carves out an entity of zman, a cheftza shel zman mitzvah. And once you have the cheftza shel zman mitzvah, now that's mechayev you in shechiyah. So the reason why tefillin, you don't make a bracha every day is not because the tefillin, not because it's not new to you, but simply it's impossible for tefillin to be kaveya, an entity of zman, because it's every day. So the mitzvah can't be tofei, so chefetz shel zman. So it can't be tofei, so chefetz shel zman. So since it can't be koveya cheftz shel zman, so it's not sheikh to make shechiyanu v'kimanu yelo zman azed. There's no zman attached to it. But mitzvah bo mizman lizman, it is koveya cheftz shel zman. It creates a chaloy shem of zman. And once you have the zman and a concept of zman, now you chayev in shechiyanu. Now you chayev in shechiyanu. Okay. So it's not because of newness to the government. It's nothing to do with newness. The reason why I don't make a bracha on Tefillin every day is not because it's not new. Nothing to do with new. As do the fact that that Tefillin cannot be kaveya zman because it's tadir, it's constant. So anything which is constant, you see, and that's why it's not dafka. Mitzvah bom is man lezman. But what about mila, for instance? It's not because it's seasonal. Not because it's seasonal, it's bom, is man, is man. I mean, you see that if by Mila, there is a chiyuv shechiyanu maker din. So it means to say that any time a mitzvah happens, is a happening, in zman, it's tofes and kaveya, an entity of zman. And creates an entity, means this time is a unique time. If it becomes a unique time, then you're chayev in the birkas shechiyanu. So that's why the Rosh says that it doesn't have anything to do with the fact that, let's say, the eighth day says it's not new to the Gavra. It has nothing to do with newness. It has nothing to do with newness to the person. It has to do with Kviyas Zman creating, so carving out, so to speak, a Chalais Din, an entity of Zman, a Zman on it. Mitzvahs can create the concept of a Zman. So if it's Bom, it's Zman, Lazman, it's Koveya, an entity of Zman. Once it's Koveya, an entity of Zman, the Gavras Chayev and Shevach Lo'edor for that Zman. There's nothing to do with newness to the person. It's not like Beged Chadash. A person's kind of Beged. That's a different thing. That's Allah of Beged Chadash, Allah of Simcha, Shechiyanu. Okay? So there's Allah of Tzali and Simcha. So if you missed it, it's too late. But over here, the halacha is that the mitzvah itself creates a phenomenon, a halachic phenomenon of zman. Once you have a halachic phenomenon of zman, so then you have a chi of bracha. So if you made the bracha, but all the Rashi, and Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Well, the Rashi says what's the Rashi? What's going on often in Shabbos? So what Rashi's saying is, he says, why don't you make shechiyanu every night? Because since it came to tchilas hazman, that's it. He means to say, because this man is one entity, and once you made the bracha in tchilas hazman, so you made the bracha on this man already. But if you missed it the first night, so that as long as it's still zman mitzvah, that's why he says it's nimshach, he means to say it's not the same mitzvah. Of course, every night is a different mitzvah. But every night is a different mitzvah. But the second night is not koveya anu cheftza shel zman that the first night wasn't koveya. You cannot say, in terms of kvi being koveya zman, it's not eight separate kvi zman. Because the nature, the kvi zman is determined by the nature of the mitzvah, not by the maisa mitzvah. So you have separate every night, a separate maisa mitzvah, but the kvi zman The chalais din zman is one because it's the same nature of the mitzvah every night. So therefore, it's one. That's what it means. It's a mitzvah nimsheches, the Rosh. That's the Rosh of Rosh. He says, dafke, when do you say of a yom balakam on hain, dafke b'dover she'ein's man on nimshach, el az mano b'ito, b'gom b'dikas chomets, man on top of Rosh Hashanah, the mother of Rosh Hashanah, because of his man on balakam on. Over his name is Chanukah, his man on nimshach ches leilos, in lo birch b'leo rishon, mavarch achkach, because man shlover ches leilos. Okay, so that's what it means. It means to say, what do you mean, nimshach's man on high, it's a different maisa on mitzvah. Every night is a different maisa on mitzvah. But the answer is, it's true, every night is different maisa on mitzvah. But every night is in koveya a different chalei zman. The chalei zman is one chalei shem zman. That all the neiros, all the mitzvahs are koveya one chalei shem zman. And as long as the chalei shem zman is in existence, so then there's a chiyuv of bracha. Bracha has nothing to do with the newness to the galut. It has to do with the fact that there's an entity of a chalos din zman, that a mitzvah's tofes is zman. But a mitzvah can't be tofes as man if it's every day. Simply, it's an impossibility. Okay. Same thing. I don't understand anything. I'm going to say, but we'll do the same thing. He didn't do it the first day. He said, Shechianu did the rest of the other days. Why? Because since it's bom is man, is man, so it's tofes an entity of man. So as long as this man is still there, the bracha is still shaykh. The reason why I make it the first night is because it's simply mitzvah bali yotchal tach mitzana. Yeah, I mean, the reason why I make a b'shas adlaka is because the adlaka, which is the mitzvah, is kaveya as man. There's no question about it. But the bracha should be mitzurif to the entity, which is the kaveya as man. And in other words, the reason, the question is, why do you do b'shas adlaka? Since the mitzvah is kaveya as man. So you make bracha on this man. Shech yonah k'mel yonah, z'man hazeh. This man is there. So, yeah. You see, so there you could say the reason why you make the bracha b'shas mitzvah is not because the bracha is on the mitzvah. The bracha is on the zman ha-mitzvah, but the only thing is that if you just make the bracha in abstract, it's not muchach, that the shevach is lacking because the shevach is unrelated. I mean, it's not muchach what he's making a bracha on. Zman hazeh, what's the zman? What's special about the zman? I mean, it has to be muchach that it's the zman ha-mitzvah. So therefore, you do b'shas ma'is ha-mitzvah, not because the bracha is on the mitzvah. The bracha is really on the zman ha-mitzvah. The only thing is that the bracha is not on. See, that's what's tricky over here. On the surface, it seems that the bracha is on the ma'is ha-mitzvah for the first time. So if it's on the ma'is ha-mitzvah for the first time, so you can't do it the second time. You did it already, right? But what we'll learn, the bracha is not on the ma'is ha-mitzvah. Because if that were true for the first time, be right. The second time, you can't do it. But the bracha is on the zman ha-mitzvah in abstract. The only thing is that the shevach v'odor la'zman hazeh, where there's no ma'is ha-mitzvah, is lacking in shevach because it's not relating anything. It's not saying anything. La'zman hazeh what? Why is this a special zman? So you need the ma'isa mitzvah in order to relate the shechiyonu to the zman that the mitzvah is kaveya. That's why you need the ma'isa. Not because you're doing it on this ma'isa adlaka, like everybody thinks. This is the first time I'm madlik, so it's a new thing for me. So therefore, I make the bracha shechiyonu on this adlaka. If that were the case, obviously the second day you wouldn't do it anymore because you did it already. It's nothing new. Yeah, that's right. The reason why you do Shechiyonu at first is simply because mitzvah bali yotchal tach mitzana. The zman arrived. Why not do it right away? In other words, the ma'isan mitzvah basically complements the Shechiyonu, and it interprets the Shechiyonu. It defines the Shechiyonu. The Shechiyonu is on this man because of this mitzvah. That's what this man is all about. It tells you what this man is basically. It's an interesting thing. It's a different concept. So the question is, what about, let's say, for instance, Shechiyonu on Kiddush Sayyom? It's true, we say it with Kiddush. I mean, it makes sense because Kiddush Sayyom. Because you're showing that the Shechiyonu is on Kiddush Sayyom. But make your adin, if you just made Shechiyonu, you'd be Yaitzer. You'd be Yaitzer. So why is it over there you don't need a Chetzer? Like by Ner Chanukah, you need a Chetzer, then Shechiyonu has to be B'shas Ma'is on Mitzvah. By lulav need a chetzer. That's b'shas ma'is on mitzvah. Why is it yontif? You don't need it. Just say shechin. You don't as man as that. What's the answer? The answer is because the Kedusha Sayom is an objective substance of Zman. So therefore, any time in that framework, Rishay Shechayana relates to that there's no problem Lazman Azeh, because there's actually a different Yom halachically. It's defined as a different entity. There's a different substance of Yom on Yantif than there is generally. But by Chanukah, there's no Kedushas HaYom, there's no actual substance of Zman. So therefore, it's simply because it's Zman HaMitzvah. So then the Shechayana must be related to the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. Every mitzvah basically is kaveh zman. The only thing is, it's every day. It can't be kaveh zman because where's zman? Zman can't be every day. Yeah, that's the pshat. It's not the pshat because it's a new thing. The pshat is because it can't be kaveh zman if it's every day because there's no unit. Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to say that it's actually a raya, this can kasha, you can make a bracha of shechiyano on a sukkah, beef being in a sukkah, right? So if you don't say like we're saying, but you say it's actually the Shechiyanah on the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah, that itself is problematic. I mean, it's problematic because there's no Ma'aseh HaMitzvah in building a sukkah before. What kind of Ma'aseh HaMitzvah? It's a hachana, whatever, but you need a sukkah, but well, there's no mitzvah at that time. It's before sukkahs, right? There's no mitzvah, it's before sukkahs. But if you say like we're saying that a mitzvah bom is man lizman, is koveya a concept of Zman HaMitzvah? So then certainly, wherever you're within the realm of the, where the Asiya, where the Asiya Sadavar has a Chalais Din of the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, like Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, so then that's the Zman HaMitzvah. Then that's the Zman, in other words, the Zman HaMitzvah, It's a separate halacha of Zman HaMitzvah. It's not a halacha in Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. It's a separate halacha that every mitzvah is tofes is Zman. So it can be tofes is Zman before too. It doesn't have to be the dafka when the time when the mitzvah is a kiyum. It's tofes whenever the Zman of the mitzvah arrives. When does the Zman of the mitzvah arrive? When the person has a chiyuv to the mishtadel and asiyas asukah. That's the Zman HaMitzvah. That's the Zman HaMitzvah. The moment he has a chiyuv to do an action, which will enable him to perform the mitzvah. So that's the Zman HaMitzvah. It's not a loch in the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah, in the kiyum HaMitzvah. It's a separate halacha that mitzvahs are tofes Zman. It's a certain Zman in your life. So how is it tof? What kind of Zman is it? Whenever the mitzvahs machayev you. In a certain performance, even though that performance is not the mitzvah itself, but it's something necessary for the kiyum mitzvah, yeah, that's the Zman HaMitzvah. That's the Zman. When else is the Zman? I mean, that's the Zman. You understand? On the contrary, that's a riot to what we're saying, that there's an abstract concept of Zman HaMitzvah. Okay? What? Because right now you have to build a sukkah today, right? You've got... When, how are you going to eat the sukkah tonight? I have no sukkah. But you haven't. You have to do your. Nah, you can't. What are you? So then what's the other guy going to say? That somebody else is going to build it for him. So who's going to build? Nobody's going to build it. Goes, but you're building a sukkah because you need a sukkah. That's why you're building it. If you had somebody else build a sukkah, you wouldn't be building a sukkah. I mean, it doesn't make sense. No, as you're building a sukkah, it means you're doing an action which permits you to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's why you're doing. So in terms of Zman HaMitzvah, that's Zman HaMitzvah. No. What? It's a functional Zman in terms of the Gavra's life. This is Koveya, special Zman. This is a special Zman in his life. Why? Because it's a time when there's a mitzvah. So it's Koveya Zman in his life. That's a Shechiyano v'kiyumano v'yom Zman HaZeh. It means that he's happy he's alive at this time. It's a separate halacha of a Zman HaMitzvah. So certainly that's his Zman HaMitzvah when the guy has to engage in building a sukkah because tomorrow he has to be Yosef HaSukkah. That's his Zman HaMitzvah. As long as he has his Zman HaMitzvah, the bracha is appropriate. But he'd have to make the bracha b'shas asiyah, otherwise again you'd have the problem that the bracha is unrelated to his Zman HaMitzvah. What mitzvah? You can't say Zman without having it. But on Yontif you don't have to because there is an actual Shini Zman. In other words, now you could say that when you buy a new, because you see, it says like this, It says actually, it says when you see a fruit, a new fruit in the shuk, right? So you can make the shechiyana really when you see it. When you see it. But actually, we're not knowing to make the shechiyana until what? Until you eat it. You should do right away because now you saw it already. You saw it already for the last couple of days. It's not new anymore, right? But if you say the halacha is that the idea of shechiyana, it's the same exact tzuras of bracha. And that's interesting. Why is it the same shechiyana for mitzvahs? Same shechiyana, you buy a new suit. I mean, well, why should it be? Sounds funny. It's two different things, one or the other. One's a mundane action, the other one's a ma'aseh mitzvah. Right? But the answer is that there are several things that are koveyasma. There are different things that halacha recognizes are koveyasman for shevach. See, it's koveyasman for shevach v'odah. So the buying a new thing, something that's exciting to a person, that he buys something new that's very exciting, that has halacha that's koveyasman. It's halacha that's koveyasman. Binageya to shevach, you see. And peros, when you see the different peros, that also is kaveh azman. Now, the reason they could make it b'shas riyah, the reason why it could make it b'shas riyah, because you could say riyah itself is enough to interpret the shechiyana. Riyah, I'm looking at it. But we're not knowing to do it until la'achila. It's more of a maisa. But basically, it's not on the nudis, it's on the kviyas man. So peros, abon, azman, azman, chazal, w'masakin, that also is kaveh azman. That also, you know, the same concept of Kvi Zman, but the Kvi Zman, there are different things in a person's life that's Kvi Zman. This is Zman for Shelach Vaidah. This is Zman for, this Zman on Mitzvah is also Machayev in the Shelach Vaidah. But it's the Zman really that's the Machayev. The Kvi is the institution of the mechanism of Kvi Zman that's Machayev in the Bracha. When you buy Kalim, to make the Bracha of the Shas Kinyan. Because it's really on this Zman. But the only thing is, you have to interpret this man, so you need the ma'aseh to interpret. Yeah, the reason why it's available all year, because there can't be any kviyas man. Rosh Chodesh can't be, you can't make a shechiyana on Rosh Chodesh, because chodoshim is simply a part of a person's normal existence. You have to exist in the cycle of zman. That's part of the cycle. Rosh Chodesh is simply the beginning of the cycle. Same thing with Shabbos. Every day is really Shabbos. You're rich from Shabbos, changing from Shabbos. It's a constant phenomenon. So that can't be a kaveh, separate phenomenon. But Yontif is a separate thing. Yeah, that's good, right? The fact that it says Roh Neros is Mevar Shechiyana. So he sees because of his mana mitzvah, but he has mitzvah for his mana. Okay, so that's basically Shita Sarah. If it's Shalom Watsinu, the Ron learns like this, that Sha'asan Isim is a separate halacha. Where's the taste of that? What different tastes? Menvav and Sukkah. That Sha'asan Isim is not a separate halacha, everybody's chayiv in Sha'asan Isim. But you need the Neros in order to validate it. Because that's the case. So then if they're modeling all of the soul beso, so then why can I make just an Nisim when I see somebody else's neros? But the way they learn is like this, that the mitzvah b'shlei Musa is really had lakas and eros and amiras shos and Nisim. That's the real tzura of Pearson, b'shlei Musa, that everybody's high have to do. But like Pesach says, some people didn't have houses. That's what Sukkah Mevav. Some people didn't have houses, so they were misakein shos and Nisim. That miktsasam, he could be mekayim miktsasam mitzvah yedei shasanis, because chaviv is hanis or whatever. So that was the takah. So shasanisim is really halacha midrabbanon of miktsasam mitzvah. So therefore, if it comes out that way, so if they madlik all of the soch beso, where he has his yotze ikar kiyam a mitzvah, so how are you going to tell him now he can go do miktsasam mitzvah? It doesn't make any sense. That's why he says shalom matzino was lashon v'ra. Shalom matzino misha kiyam a mitzvah she. It means to say, where do you find the case? So a guy has a kiyam on mitzvah, and now you can tell him he can do mitzvah on mitzvah also. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. He has already a kiyam on mitzvah. So that's why Sha'asa Nisim is basically mitzvah on mitzvah, according to the Ran. And the Chachamim, since it's mitzvah, because the mitzvah Shlemusa had laka and amir of Sha'asa Nisim. And they were misakin that a person, because not everybody has a house, and because the Chaviv is a mitzvah, so they were misakin that you could have a kiyam of mitzvah on mitzvah. Through Amir Shas and Isim. But if the Malik loves Sech Beso, he has Ikra Mitzvah. So it's not Shech now to say he should do Mitzvah. a machlokas or a shonim, basically, as who is included in a member of the Bnei Bayis, it would seem the machlokas, if a person is socially a Ben Bayis, that's one shita, that's enough. Or no, you really have to be a somach financially. Okay, it would seem on the surface, a somach financially is a solid halacha category. Solid halacha category. Because if you're somach financially, so it's all question of yad and ervin, whether you have a yad or not. Godla somacha. If he's somach al shochan avim. But he's a godl. So if you're somach, So the question is whether he has a yad, because we say his metziah really belongs to the father. So there I see that there's a halachic definition of being a ben bias. But there are other shittas that maintain that just socially is enough. He's socially a ben bias. All right, it's a little more difficult to explain, because so what is the category of socially? I mean, what does that have to do with anything? What seems to be, in other words, according to that other sheet, that's Allah and Kviyas Dira. That's Allah and Kviyas Dira. So he says, Umiya Bapruta Shiyitin Lava Yishtate Fimo Sagi. All right? So now the question is, what is Allah of Mishtate Bapruta? What kind of Allah is that? Why should it help if I give a penny for the Ner Hanukkah? Anyway, what kind of Allah is that? I mean, if you have a chovas mitzvah on yourself, so you're going to tell me that somebody else does the mitzvah and you give them some money that you're yetzer a mitzvah? And this doesn't work that way. You have a chiyuv lulav. So you give somebody else mishtata papriti and let him be, what kind of halach is that? If you're going to tell me it's halach of merishu beso, it's halach of bnei bias, okay. But you're telling me that achsanoi is not a ben bias. So he can't be included that way. So how does it? So he basically has a chovas adlaka, and somehow or other he can be mekayim his chovas adlaka through being mishtatef with the priti in the balabayas. I mean, how does that work? What kind of halacha? The chiyav is to be mitzuref to a mitzvah adlaka saner. Okay, to be mitzuref to a mitzvah adlaka saner. So the only question is, I mean, how do I become mitzuref to a mitzvah adlaka saner? I mean, you'll tell me that there's that the mishtat of the priti is so that's a mitzura. Yeah, but there's a different kind of a different kind of tzira. Yeah, but then I'll ask you another question. You're going to tell me that's simply a lach of tzira. So as long as you're mitzura, so you yotze, so therefore mishtat of the priti is good. Mishtat of the priti is good. So let's say I'm not an achsanoi. Let's say I'm not an achsanoi. So can I be yotzei by mishtatav b'priti with somebody? No. So it's a separate halacha by achsanoi. So why is it a separate halacha by achsanoi? That you are right. That the achsanoi could light himself. Let's say, for instance, the achsanoi is there and the Baal HaBayis skips down. He's out. The achsanoi can certainly light himself. What? Because it is his dira, it is his makam dira temporarily. Yeah, because you see the halacha is, you see what he says later. It says that in the next time the halacha is v'in yeshlo umiyah b'putishin mishtatim al sagi v'im adligal of the beso ain tzarich yosef. Okay, v'im yeshlo pesach pesach latzmo ain yotzav mashma adligal of beso. So you see that that he could be mavik himself. Okay, but he doesn't have to be mavik himself. All he needs to do is be mishtatav priti. Okay? All he needs to do is be mishtatav priti. So the question is, what is the halacha of mishtatav priti? So let's say it that way. I mean, I know there's all kinds of shilas there. But let's say, for instance, that you go by the shita that there's one, they can only light one like the machaber. There's one, you can only light one candle and one set of candles in the house. So therefore, the achsanai finds himself in a problematic situation because he has a chiyav adlaka. But he can't be mavik himself. So therefore, the only solution is to what? To be mishtatev bepriti, and through being mishtatev bepriti, so then what? Somehow or other, I mean, that's still a question of how that works. I mean, but somehow, I mean, how does it work? That's the question. Yeah, that's a good point. In other words, what Shmuel is saying is that even according to the Ramah, in other words, it still wouldn't be good. Because it's one, bias, and two, independent systems of neris. Whereas if, according to the Ramah, everyone, the minion, an eros can be in their bias. So, but he's not a ben bias. So he can't have, he can't be represented by Nera, because he's not a ben bias. So he has his own individual chiyuv, so he's going to be a tati to sasri in terms of the Nera's or bias. That's good. That's good so far. Yeah, that's good so far. The thing is, like I said, I was thinking that in the halacha, the question is like this, with regard to Ner Hanukkah. Okay, so you have the chiyuv of being madlik in Ner. Is the chiyuv simply to be madlik in Ner? Okay, right. And just like any other chiyuv mitzvah, like a chiyuv, like a person has a chiyuv to have tefillin. So there's no chiyuv to go and spend money on tefillin. Chiyuv is to have tefillin, but it's going to cost you money. You mechuyav to spend the money because it's a say. You mechuyav to spend money. Okay. So is that the same halacha by Ner Hanukkah, or do I say that by Ner Hanukkah, the there is a kiyum mitzvah so in the money, it's spending the money itself. In other words, like this, that let's say, for instance, by tzedakah. See, by tzedakah, it's not just halacha that you have to supply the ani with his with what he needs, but it's a mitzvah litei mimamono. The mitzvah is to give from your money for the ani. That's the kiyum. That's the kiyum of tzedakah. So over there, it's not like the case where a person wants to build a sukkah and he needs a certain amount of dollars to build a sukkah. Dollars is just a vehicle, it's the means. But by tzedakah, the mitzvah is itself to give money from your rishos. So my question is like this. B'negeya to Hanukkah, Tener Hanukkah, what is the halacha? Is the halacha b'negeya to Tener Hanukkah that simply it's a maisa mitzvah of Ner? Or the halacha is really that it's a chiyuv for the person to give from his money. The kiyum is actually that he gives from his money for the purpose of shevach vaydah. That's the machayev. There's a kiyum in giving the money itself as a kiyum. That's correct. So ordinarily, if you're a bala bias, So you give from your own money by supplying the net. You see?
Ben bias is covered because he doesn't have his own yacht.
And everybody else is included. That's a separate halacha. The fact that everybody else is included. Okay, that would be that's. In other words, my question is like this: the question is there a kiyum in the hoitzas mamon because of Ner Hanukkah? Is that a kiyum? Okay, that's the question. Is it simply a maisa hamitzvah of laksaner, or is there a kiyum in the tzos mamon b'shvil ner Hanukkah? That itself is a kiyum. That itself is a kiyum. So if you say that that's a kiyum, so then I can understand mishtatef b'priti, because what it means is like this. What the Chacham said was that he has a chiyuv, he's not a ben bias, he's not part of it, right? So he has a chiyuv. At the same time, he doesn't have a bias, right? Or the bias that he's in, I mean, the bias that he's in is going to have a kiyum haner, he's going to have a kiyum haner through the bala bias, and it can't have a kiyum haner through himself, because it's not... You understand? Because it's like Shmuley said, the bias essentially is a vehicle of the bala bias, essentially. Because he has a chiyuv to be madlik over here, but he can't because the bias is a vehicle of the bala bias overrides the bias insofar as it's a vehicle of his. Right? So therefore, what the Chachamim said is simply as follows, that if he's mishtatev b'priti and he has the kiyum of otzos mamon, the kiyum of otzos mamon, insofar as the ner is concerned, is mitzarif him to the to the ner Hanukkah. That's the mitzarif. That was my point. Is like this: that if there is no key, if the atzos moment is nothing, and the mitzvah is just near Hanukkah, so what does it help? I gave him a few pennies for the nail. What does it got to do with it? It's no shaykhis. I gave him a nickel. So he's kona the nickel, and that's it. Goodbye. Now he lets his nail. What kind of halach is that? What kind of, you understand? But if you say there's a kiyum in atzos mamon, that atzos mamon for near Hanukkah is a kiyum, so therefore what the halacha says is as follows, that if you were motzi mamon for this ner, and you're in the balabayas, so now this ner will be a double, will serve a double function. It'll be a kiyum for the bias as a vehicle of the balabayas, and it'll be a kiyum for you as a insofar as a vehicle for your dira also. Notice this bias is under two frameworks. It's essentially belongs to the balabayas, but it's temporarily yours. Okay? So it has a temporary character and it has a permanent character. So by since you're mishtatev bepriti, and there's a kiyum otzos mamon, which relates the ner to you, the ner is related to you via the kiyum of otzos mamon. Okay? So that's why now the ner could function in a double framework. Now the ner can function in a double framework. As long as the ner is mitzur, how are you mitzare if the ner to you? In other words, what we're saying by achsanoi is like this, that achsanoi is fine. But the problem is, how are you mitzare the neros shel Hanukkah, which essentially are neros for the bias, how are you mitzare it to the achsanoi? Okay, for him, the bias is a temporary entity. For the Bala bias, it's a permanent entity. The Neros are reflecting essentially the Bala bias's Rishos. Question is, how does the Achsanoi get the Neros to reflect the secondary Rishos of the temporary Rishos? So the answer is, you have to mitzaref the Neros to him in order to have that accomplished. So how are you mitzarif it? So if there's a kiyum of otzos mamon, so since the ner is related to the achsanoi in terms of the kiyum of otzos mamon, so that's why now the ner is related to him, so now the neros can have a double kiyum. They can reflect the bala bias as permanent bias, and it can reflect the achsanoi's temporary bias. You see. Now, the question is, well, what am I accomplishing by saying this? Right? Why don't you just say, if I own part of the candle, I'm a tzura? Because my question is, what does ownership have to do with a maisa mitzvah? Because there's nothing to do with it. In other words, the mitzvah is to be madlik and there. So who cares who owns it? There's no, where does ownership? Ownership is like a totally different realm. It's Allah and Chosh and Mishpah. What does it got to do with, what does it have to do with the Archaim? I mean, with the mitzvah of Hadlaka Saner. There's no Shaykhs. Who cares who owns it? Allah has Mavak and Air. See, ownership, in other words, that's my question. My question is, what does Mishtata for Priti accomplish if it's simply Bailus, and Bailus has nothing to do with a Maisa Mitzvah? I mean, okay, it's only Balul, the Halacha Shalachem, but that's only Balul. All right? There's no Halacha by Ner Chanukah of Shalachem. I mean, you know what I mean? So that's my question was, what kind of a strange phenomenon is the idea of the Mishnah to the Friday? But if you say there's a kiyum of what? The kiyum of Otzos Mamon in Ner Chanukah, that itself is a kiyum. So then I could see how the fact that I own part of the ner is mitzarech me. It's right. The Baal Bayis can be machnet to it also. Because if your moment is burning, then it's good. That's all we want. But it would come out that what? That aside from mitzvah baba ver, if you stole the candle and you used it, you wouldn't be to the mitzvah intrinsically, not just the mitzvah baba ver. This seems to go back to the shita. This seems to support the shita. That samach al shulchano is really what's necessary, because samach al shulchano is a lachan dini mamonis. So if I'm a somach al shulchano, so it means that I'm a part of the dinim mominus of the other person. So therefore, I'm a tzuruf to the ner via the moment. But if I'm just if I'm an independent person, so just because I live in a house socially, I mean that's very difficult to make that cheap again more difficult to say that you could be yotze through. Through the nair to the Baal Bayis. I mean, there's some thought to the question that we raised yesterday, the question of nairish and beso. So does it mean, the question is, it means somebody that's so mechal shochan aviv? Does it mean simply somebody that lives, people live together? Yeah. So apparently the machlaikas is really like this. I mean, we explain the side that says Semach HaShulchanah because it's Aloch and Dinim Mominis, and therefore you matzurif to a to a Hadlaka. Okay, but the thing is like is the other sheet that must hold. The other sheet that must hold. See the question is when he's saying Ner Ishu Beso. Says what does Gemara say? Says in Mahadrin Ner is really Ner Ishu Beso, and Mahadrin is what. Is Ner L'Chalacha V'Echad, right? So the question is like this: Is what does it mean? Does it mean to say that really the Eved, in other words, you could be Yotzei with Ner Ishu Beso, because you're Mitzur. As long as you're Mitzur to the Mitzvah, but Ner L'Chalacha V'Echad is Mitzvah Namovcha, because then you really be Mekayin the Mitzvah. In other words, Mekayin the Mitzvah Ba'atzmo, not all your dates zero. That's one way to learn. Another way to learn is like this, that Ner Ishu Beso is really the Etzem HaTakana. The Etzem Kiyum HaMitzvah was really a halacha in the bias. It was a halacha that since it's Presume Nisa, the Presume Nisa should take place through the unit of a bias. That is the most appropriate manner for the Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's like it's like by Megillah, Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Medina, Medina. It's Allah of Mishpacha. Mishpacha, Mishpacha, right? So Rashi says on Mishpacha, Mishpacha, Rashi says, Misasfin Yachad, Va'ochlin, Vishosim Yachad. V'kach Kiblu Aleihem, She'emea Purim Lo Yavr. So you see, so it's Allah of Mishpacha, Misasfin Yachad, Va'ochlin, Vishosim. So it's Allah of Mishpacha over there. So that's the question over here in the Gemara. Question of the Gemara is when we say that it's Allah in the bias, what does it mean Allah in the bias? It means that there were only machayev you to be mitzuruf to a ne'er shel mitzvah al yidei bias. So then l'chatchila you could do it ba'atzmo. Okay, or the Allah is no, that that's really the mitzvah ne'er shel bias. Imagine ne'er shel lechadecha. Imagine. Okay, is this something else? But Mahadrin is Ner L'Chalecha V'Echad. So the question is, what is the halacha of Mahadrin Ner is L'Chalecha V'Echad? Does it mean because instead of being Yotzei Al Yedei Tziruf, it could be Yotzei Ba'atzma? That's one possibility. The other possibility is that that's Bedafka the way they were Mesakin the Mitzvah. Now, the Mitzvah, the Kiyom Mitzvah, Pirsum should take place Al Yedei Bias. So it should take place Al Yedei Bias. So the unit is really the bias. So what is the halach of Ner L'Chalecha V'Echad? Ner L'Chalecha V'Echad means that the minyan haneiros is k'minyan anshei habayis. But the entity of bias as the cheftza shel mitzvah, that was never changed. In other words, it's the kiyum pirsum is a greater kiyum pirsum through the unit of a bias than through the unit of a yachid. So if that's the case, so then you understand the first shita, the shita that maintains that it's not totally in what do you call it in Semach HaShulchanai, because the mitzvah was given to a gavra of a bias. In other words, the bias is a gavra in so far as the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is concerned. So therefore, that's why the Miri says that if people live together in one place, so he holds the Davar Pashut The what? That give me out, say, yeah. Why? Because they hold that the gavra, the mitzvah, for their Chanukah is bias. That's the way they were masak in the mitzvah. So therefore, he says the only one that mishtatef is a zor. But really, the gavra for Ner Chanukah is a bias. It's not a yachid. A yachid happens to be a very small bias. I mean, he's going to be chayav anyway. But the unit of the gavra of the chiyuv is really the bias. That's really the machlekes. It's the gavra of the chiyuv, the yachid, but the kiyum mitzvasa as al yedei bias, or is the gavra of chiyuv the bias? That'll be the nafkamina. I mean, yeah, you see that by Megillah, that the unit of that Sa'uda is our name Mishpacha. That's really the Masakim, Mishpacha, it's possible. So the Chi of Suda is a Chi of on the unit of the Mishpacha. That idea follows what the Rav one time said. That's why the Rambam put Megillah before Hanukkah. Because Megillah was really in the time of Nevi'im. That was really the first Takana. And Hanukkah was modeled after Megillah. So that's why, even though Hanukkah comes first, but the Ram goes according to the order of the concept of Takana. The Ram seems to hold it. Because the Rambam says that he's modeling communion on Shea Bias. Doesn't the Ram say the Ram's margin? And I think that that's actually a machlekes. You see, take a look over here. Kosav v'chumah sadeshin. He says, and the base yes. He says, and this is a big problem. The achsenoi shehu nosi. An achsenoi that's married, imrotz lahadlik levarach mishum hidur shapir dami. Let's say, guys, an achsenoi, this is now a case, but he wants to modlik himself. Okay? So he says, if he wants to do that, mishum hidur shapir dami. That's what chumah sadeshin says. The linira dein lismoch al zel levarach bracha shein etzricha. That's what the Beis Yosef says. See? So he shouldn't be semach of that because it's going to be bracha shein etzricha. This is Yotzer ready from his wife. You see? Well, what's the machlekes? That's the machlekes. The question is if the halacha was a unit of bias, so then he can't be machmir to be madlik himself and be mavarach. I mean, it's not shaykh because the unit is biased and she was modlik all of the gabesa, so that's it. He's yotzei. So what does he mean modlik himself for? It's nonsensical. But if you say really the halacha is the chova, the gavra for Ner Chanukah is a yochid, but he could be yotzei al yedei bias. So he wants to be mahadah to be modlik la'atzmo. So he doesn't want to be a yotzei with al yedei shita for idem adlik and love the gabesa. That's really the machlekes. Okay. That's not what. Most of the achronim, with regard to this, they always hold you can be madlik and you can be mivarech, and you know, that's the whole question we always have every year. You know what I mean? But you see, because the achronim apparently took the route that it's a chovas yochid al yedei kiyum habayis, but not everybody agrees with that. It's a good svara to say that it's really chovas bias. I mean, from the Ramlitz, anyway, because it's a madlik kiminyan anshei habayis. I mean, what does it mean? It means not that every yachid is a madlik. Not like every yachid is a madlik. Halacha is, that's not the Hidur. The Hidur is communion on Shea Bayis. Okay? Yeah. Because the Ram just says that the Balabayas is madlik. Not every bias is madlik. The Balabayas is madlik and the amount of Neros of the people in the house. So you see, it's halacha and it's not halacha that the Neloch halacha vechad means that each person is madlik. So halacha that the neros are communion anshei habayis. So it's halacha essentially in the bias, but you can minyan on neros reflects how many people in the bias. That's the idea. I mean that's really the machlekes the machaber and Ramah. That the machaber learns that's halacha in the bias. Ramah says kol echad yadlik. What was the lashon there? Kol echad yadlik atzmo. Yeah. Kol echad yad. Kol echad in the bias yadlik. Why should he be a madlik? The reason is because he holds a chovas yochid. And if you want to be mahadir, so you don't want to be yotze, oh, you date tzira. You want to be yotze ba'atzmo. So you can do that. So that's really the machlokes. So that's from the Darkei Moshe that he's consistent. The Darkei Moshe over here, who possibly makes from Sedeshin, is the same Ramah that he holds that way. That's not clear. I would think so. Each guy being varch. Malik Latzma. I would say it's a good question. I would say, communion on Shabbat. What's Lashon HaRambam? But I would say the question is, what is Allah? That revolves the same question. If you say Ne'alacha Lecha Lechad means that it's a chiyuv on Kol Lechad Lechad, so they're not. But if you say it's simply to reflect the minion on Shabbat, so then even cut them little barisa is also a benefit from the nace. Yeah, good work. Good work. And by the way, what we said yesterday fits in very well. Might as well finish it. Kasa Rapsar Sholom. See? This really fits in what we said before. That what? That Anashim Habe Adorim B'chotzer Echod. A lot of people live in one chotzer. Shuras Hadin Shemishtatven Kulim B'shemen V'yotzim Kulim B'ner Echod. So he says, really, they could all be Mishtatef and B'yotzim with one ner. You see? Aval Lehidur Mitzvah Kol Echod V'echod Madlik La'atzma Al Pesach Beisel. Okay. The pasachad bavel anafshei chayev la lukim mishmuchshara. Okay. Leave that last part out. It means he has a separate door somewhere. Okay. But what is Rav Sar Shalom saying basically? Here's the thing. He says you have a lot of people that are living in one chutzpah. So meikar adin, he says they could all be mishtatef in one there in the chutzpah. Okay. And they'll be yotzeh. But he says for hidur mitzvah, everyone should be madlik in front of their pesach basin. So it means like this. It means they used to have the way they used to have it was you have the bottom open up into the chatzar. So you have courtyards. You have one chatzar and you have let's say two bottom. Okay. So really he holds that the chiyuv is really on the chatzar. So the ner shebachatzar is the ner that you is really the kiyum on mitzvah could take place. And they weren't machayev more than ner shebachatzar. So therefore, now you have the same problem you have with Achsanoi. To have that one there be Mitzurif, the two batim. Right? So he says, so you use the same method of Achsanoi. It's beautiful. According to what we learned, it's like fits in like a glove. In other words, that Achsanoi is one bias in two frameworks. So therefore, you have to Mitzarif the vehicle of bias to the Achsanoi. And how you Mitzarif. This is a key and it says mama. That says mama is aidesh name, so then they're going to serve to both of them. But he says, but lehidur mitzvah, avalina mitzvah kol echod ve'echod madlik la'atzma al pesach besa. So what does it mean? He means that you could be yotze through, you could be yotze through the nesha b'chotza. But you don't have to be yotze through nesha b'chotza. You could be yotze through nesha b'pesach besa. So he says, so that's a hidur mitzvah. That the each ner is muchach, you have two neros, so that's either mitzvah. That each one is muchach, and it's not one ner that's related to two bottom. Yes. Yeah, Eli Lovin's right. That if it would seem that if you do mishuras adin like he says, then you wouldn't be able to have the minyan on neros, minyan anshei bottom. Because that's only a lach in the bias. That would be achsanoi. The achsanoi is not represented in the minyan on eros. Because it's not a ben bias. So now you have two batim, you wouldn't be able to do it. Because so which bias is which minyan, which bias? So you'd only be able to be yotze the mitzvah me'ikir adin, which is one there in the chotzer. Or you could do like the poskim the whole day, like the machaber. You could do each night. You know what I mean? Each night you do the most v'holach. Most of all, that you could do. Most of all, but you couldn't do communion anshei bias. But he holds that lehidur mitzvah. Really, it's a hidur mitzvah that each one should have their own separate nair. Separate nair. That's a greater hidur mitzvah. Yeah. I mean, Rabbi Nissar Shalom is saying, sure, it's a din is what is that one is enough. Yeah, that makes sense. But the question is, why does he have to say? So why doesn't he say that the madlik like Pesach says, the madlik in the chotzer? Because chotzer ner sheyesh shnei pias olus shnei bnei adam. So why does Rabbi Nissar Shalom say that you have to madlik al Pesach beitzo? Why isn't he madlik in the chotzer still? but two neros. There's no doubt that he argues with Tosfos that according to that, that's the machlekes, that according to Rabbi Nisar Shalom, you only have one ner in the chutzah. So in order to mitzar for the two bottom, you have to mishtata. But according to the Tosfos, Tosfos holds that you could have two neros there in the chutzah, one ner for each bias. I mean, that's the question. The question is the halach of chutzah halach in makom hanachasa that you may niach it b'chutzah, or the halacha is that the chutzah is really is mitzarif the bottom. In other words, the chutzah is really the chutzah is really a tziruf of the bottom. So therefore, if you light one ner there, it's a ner shalabat. Of course, everybody has mishtaka. That's the question. Or no, the halacha is really it's near the chiyuv is bias, but the makam hanochas is in the chutz. But not the halacha that the chutz is mitzar at the bottom. That's the question. Yeah. So okay, very good, very good. So where this the bir halacha says that what that you don't really light for a cut in the middle baris. You only light for gdolim. So if that's the case, I mean, if that's the case, so then it's not kaminyan anshei habayis that benefit from the nace, but it means it has to be a gavra that's a bar hochi of kiyum mitzvah. I mean, it makes sense. A gavra that's a bar hochi of kiyum mitzvah. It's mistava like that. In other words, not the people that it means. Kaminyanche bias means that a makir and a part of the kiyum of shevach and pirsum. That's what it means. That makes sense. In other words, that has to be bnei dea. Kaminyanche bias, it means you only count the people that are bnei dea insofar as the mitzvah is concerned. In other words, but not just somebody because in the bias and he benefited from the nes. Okay. That makes sense. I'm starting like that. That's the Miri. Okay. Now let's take up one more halacha of chashad. This is an interesting halacha. Halacha, yes, it says in the tour. He says like this. So he says, "V'im yesh lo pesach pesuch la'atzmo eni yotzeh b'mashi madlikim bebeso v'lo b'mashi yishtateh from balabayas elatzorach lahadlik b'pescha." So he says, the Achsanoi, if the Achsanoi has his own Pesach, Pasuach himself, he's got his own room on the side over there, with his own Pesach going outside. So then he says he can't be Yotze with Mishtatef, and he can't be Yotze with what? With his wife. You see? Alatzorach lahadlik b'pischa. He must be madlik in his own door. Why? Because of Chashad. Okay? Because of Chashad. So the question is, what is Allah of Chashad over here? Allah of Chashad. Guy's an Achsanoi, so he's an Achsanoi, right? So why should I be choshen him? He'll be kind of mitzvah, mishtat of a priti. It's because he has his own door. So what kind of halacha? It's a funny kind of halacha of chashad over here. Stam chashad. I mean, why should we choshen the guy's not kind of mitzvah? It's an interesting thing that the Miri has an interesting case. He has a case like this. He brings in a shita like this. He says, "Achsanoi chayav b'ner Chanukah." We're coming to talk about Latzman l'shei shatef in Neva. Okay, but Medvam on Kishen a pasach delas la'atzma. Aval and pasach delas la'atzma. Afal pisha ochel v'shosa imohem chayav lahadlik. Okay, why? Because of chashad. Umikom makom imhoya nosui shenimtza shekaveya bias la'atzma b'ir acheres. Afa pishein lo bias bizua ear, ain't no tzorach af lishito. Share madlikin a law of the beso. Bafilu pasach delas la atzmo. Because Allah has a chutzah, has two sides, have malik on both sides. Why shazay na element nation ain't her over bazoo, your day bashal zoo? Guy's gonna walk on this side, see this guy's not malik. That's chshat. Vusham of shaburachachas ain't a tzarch, shayn chshabadav, shamagishim haim, shalor acheras who summit. Okay, but if they could see both. The chokum olav, v'av bozeh, chokum haim olav v'yodim, she'al besa hu somech. Okay? So that's what he says. V'usham ruach achas, en etzorech she'in chshad b'davar, she'magishim haim she'al acheres hu somech, v'chokum olav. V'av bozeh, chokum haim olav v'yodim, she'al besa hu somech. So here too, there's no chshad. Why? Because since he's married, so people will know that what? That he's relying on his bias. The Yesh Cholkim Lomar She'ein Beso Mafkio Ela K'She'ino Poseach Pesach La'atma. Okay. Uli Yenshita For Kol She Poseach La'atma Mavik Ne'ach Shad V'advorim Krovim. That's how he is, right? That's how he is. So you see, it's Machlokis. If the guy's married, it's Machlokis. That what? That somehow, if he's married, you don't say chshat. Yeah, the Ran brings that, for instance. He says, the Ran mentions, if you're malik on both sides, because of chshat, so you only make a bracha on one side. A bracha on both. Because it's, so since it, but over here they say you make a bracha. It's an interesting thing. Another interesting thing. That over there we say that you don't make a bracha on the other side, because we say it's since it's only nechshat. So if it's only nechshat, So you don't make a bracha on the next shot, right? So how come over here, why do we say over here that he's madlik with a bracha? I mean, that's what we're saying. We're saying, well, so he says he's madlik la'atzma. It's mashma, that's the chiyuv. He says, ain't a yotze b'mashma madlik and basically love my mashma, elatzach madlik and pischa. So the mishnah says he was out of bracha too, in other words, right? By the, where he's madlik with the next shot. Where he's madlik nechshad, also without a bracha. Okay. If his wife is lighting for him, he's really yetz mekadin. Now he just has madlik nechshad. So he's madlik without a bracha. Okay, good. All right. But let's say he doesn't have a wife. So then what does he do? He doesn't have a wife, so then he's mavarach. He's just not mishtata for the Baal HaBayis, and he's mavarach. Right. That's right. In other words, according to that shita, what they hold is wherever it's halacha in the very kiyum mitzvah, that chshad was incorporated over here into the kiyum mitzvah. That wherever it's muchach, chiyum mitzvah is muchach, so kiyum mitzvah cannot take place in a hidden manner, in a concealed manner, where it's not muchach. So mishtate v'priti is no good, because mishtate v'priti, it's this exact same kiyum mitzvah of the Baal HaBayis, exact same kiyum mitzvah they would have done anyways. So the kiyum mitzvah is not a kiyum muchachas, but madlik and love bego beso, that is a kiyum muchachas, because that's a separate kiyum in its own right. So that's what they hold. That's the question. The question is chshad simply an extraneous halacha? So then it's an extraneous halacha. So if that's the case, so then why should you say? If they're gonna be choker, they're gonna say, "Oh, he's relying on the beso." So they mean they're always down the kaf schus. So they say the guy's married. They'll find out he's married, whatever. So then, why shouldn't they say that he's mishtat of a priti? It's also a locha. So that's if you say chshad is simply an extraneous phenomenon, that was a separate gzera of chshad, but it's dependent upon who, upon the roa, the one that's choshe. So then it'll be across the board. It'll be the same. That's why Paskin. But if we say it's not chshad, it's not dependent upon the roa, but it was incorporated actually in the Maisa Mitzvah. That wherever the Chovas Mitzvah is Mochach, so the Kiyum requires a Kiyum Muchachas. And Mishtat of Apriti is not a Kiyum Muchachas because it's exact same there. There's no Ochach whatsoever. So wherever Chovas Mitzvah is Mochach, it requires a Kiyum Muchachas. But Ishto... that's a kiyum uchachas. That's a separate, that's a perfect kiyum. So since he has a perfect kiyum, so there's no problem. That's the question. He means it's a good rashi. It's very good. He's right from Peah. Because in Peah, it's incorporated in the mitzvah of Peah.
Yeah.
So, Why? That's good. That's good. So from the fact from pay is good, right? Why? Because pay, it's part of the actual tzuras of mitzvah. The chashad is incorporated in the tzuras of mitzvah. Yeah. Sure, I mean, the only time you say chashad is it, you don't say chashad. Why don't you say chashad? They'll see him in the place over there. And where was he modeling? I mean, so who knows where he's modeling? I don't know. Maybe he has a separate bias. The only time you say chashad is where the chefza shel mitzvah is muchach. In other words, you see a makom that's chayev mitzvah. That's when you say, but you don't ordinarily say, you see a guy, where was he mavlik? I don't know where he's mavlik, it's nobody's business. No, I mean, I know that's the other thing I've shot is that you see a makom that's chayev been there, and then no one's doing it. Okay? But the only machlokes is, was it incorporated as a component of a mitzvah, or was it simply because of chashad? Stam chashad, you can't have it just a chashad. But you see, the thing is, why is chashad here altogether? I mean, question chashad. See, I think it has to do with the idea of pirsum hanes. Why? Because the halach is like this. You see, pirsum hanes is really, we mentioned before that according to some sheets, it's the unit that governs the bias, right? I think pirsum hanes is not just the key in yochid, but pirsum, and there's two halachas in pirsum hanes. Every yochid is chayav in pirsum hanes, but then there's a halach of a kiyum pirsum in klal yisrael, which means that everyone in klal yisrael is madlik. It's a kiyum of a kvod shemayim, kiddush shemayim for the whole klal. Pirsum, what is pirsum hanes? What is Rambam say about pirsum hanes? He says it's a mitzvah. It's mitzvah chaviva yad me'od, because it's shevach. It's like this. In the end, Perek Dalet, he says mitzvah sneir Chanukah mitzvah chaviva yad me'od. The tzorach adam li zohar bo kidei lodiya hanes ulahosif b'shevach hakel v'odoyelo al anisim she'osalana. It's mashma that's a mashma, like we said, that's a kim and that's us mama. So the mitzvah is mitzvah. So there's a kiyum in the fact that he's motzi mamon for this mitzvah, and it's a kiyum shevach v'adol keil al anisim. So it's not just the kiyum yochid though. There's a kiyum pirsum that the entire tzibor recognized. Makelos barchalakim says by the yamsa. That's a shevach v'adol. So makelos barchalakim is a separate kiyum that the whole tzibor is meshaveach hakadosh baruch. It's a kiyum tzibor as well. So that's why the takana was that there shouldn't be a bias that it's muchach that there's a chacha that this person is not a mavat, because that's mevatel the kiyum tzibor. That'll be Mavat Lakim Tzibor. Lakim Shevach V'adol of the Tzibor. So that's why they made a special takanim of Ne'ach Shad. Because of the fact that there is a Kiyum Tzibor. And Lashon HaRam in the beginning of Chanukah is Mashmer of the Kiyum Tzibor. Right? It says, Ne'zeh Kinu Chachomim Sheba'oso Dor. She'yu Shmonas Yom Ma'ela She'tchilasu Chavet Bekisal Yimei Simcha V'Halel U'mad Likin Bo'en HaNeros Bo'erev Al Pischei HaBatim. B'chol laila v'laila, mishmonas alelos laharos ulegalos hanes. So you see, it's a lach of the whole tzibor that madlikin pesach habatim laharo laharos ulegalos hanes is that it should be muchach that the whole tzibor is meshabeach hakadosh baruch hu, because the kiyum of shevach v'ado b'makelos baruch hu lakim is the kiyum shevach of the entire tzibor. So that's why they made a special takon over here that the nechshad. And according to one sheet, it was even incorporated in the very mitzvah. It was even incorporated in the very mitzvah that there shouldn't be chashad, because that would be mevatel the kiyum of shevach v'hodor al yedei kol hatzibor. So really, there's two halachas in pirsum hanes: mefarsim the yachesh and mefarsim hanes, and that it should be an event in the entire tzibor. That's a part of pirsum. The whole tzibor is meshabeach. That's that's really a component of the concept of what do you call pirsum hanes, because it's shevach v'ador. It's a kiyum of shevach v'ador. Yeah, that's right. That's what we did say. So yeah, in Megillah. that there was halacha that it should be the whole, it should be nishmas for whole Klal Yisrael. That's the again, yeah. Meaning that that's the role of Isha.
That's Isha. That's
Isha. That's why Yohanan is lishma Megillah. Yeah, it's mean lishma Megillah, not al mikra. That's why you're right. That's why I say afin, you know, bas anix. That's why nashim chayavos. But they're not chayav in the same manner as men. But what does it mean? It means that they have to be part of the kiyum of Pearson b'chol Klal Yisrael. So that's why they have to be shomayim, be part of tzibur. And through that, actually, they mekayim the mitzvah of Pearson. Because that's the mitzvah of Pearson.
Right.
That's very good. That's right. Well, I'm saying the chshad is not for this particular guy, this particular person. That's a separate halacha. Tam Chacham shouldn't walk into a churvim, ne chshad. But that's a separate thing. The Yisim Nekiyim Ad Hashem Yisrael. So you shouldn't do something that makes you suspect. But over here, it's a different halacha. Over here, halacha is that it's not because of the chshad is yachid. It's a halacha that the chshad would simply be pogay on the whole Kiyum Tibor of Pirsa Manes. That's good, right? I'll even get right from Chenven. You see that they made a takana, make it easy for the person, make it too difficult, he's not going to like it.